to boldly go where no man has gone before. Well, kind of. It's not Star Trek or a space odyssey, but it is the movies. The United States Coast Guard Band is in Hollywood doing something Master Chief and clarinetist Jonathan Towns says it's never done before. Marching up the red carpet for the premiere of a major motion picture.
This is just a unique type of event as far as, you know, playing in front of the premiere of a movie. It's not something that I've ever done before in the band. Been in the band over 27 years, so it'll be really exciting and really looking forward to doing it.
Town is also a drum major with the band, which has performed at some of the country's most prestigious venues. And tonight, about half of them will play at the famous TCL Chinese Theater for the premiere of Disney's The Finest Hours. The film is based on a true story about a harrowing rescue by the Coast Guard in 1952 when two oil tankers were broken in half by a nor'easter off the coast of Massachusetts. Here's part of a trailer from the film.
She's a T2 tanker, split right in half.
We got maybe 2-3 hours, and then we sink.
Make yourself a crew, and you assist that ship. You hear?
That's why I signed up. Guess now's my chance.
A man in there don't know what he's doing. He's sending you out to die.
In the Coast Guard, they say you gotta go out. They don't say you got to come back in.
The United States Coast Guard is the 12th largest naval force in the world. It's a maritime military multi-mission service that's been involved in every U.S. war since 1790. And while this isn't the first film to feature the Coast Guard, there was The Guardian, The Perfect Storm, Tarzan Spars, just to name a few. Senior Chief Andrew Grenchy, who's been with the band for 21 years, is particularly thrilled about this one.
For one thing, I think it's just exciting this movie's made, featuring the Coast Guard so prominently and, you know, sort of showing what men and women in the Coast Guard do that is not what the band does. We just are out there trying to tell that story with music, but that we can go and be part of promoting that and presenting that, I think, is great.
Part of the band's mission is to preserve and honor the history and traditions of the Coast Guard and the United States. So what's on the song list for the premiere? Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson, the band's director, says they're still figuring that out.
Not quite sure. It sounds like it'll be more of a ceremonial type of event. So I imagine that we'll probably play a lot of military marches and standard ceremonial type of music.
But of course, they do know one piece they'll be playing for sure.
Semper Paratus, March of the Coast Guard.
But these Coasties aren't too worried about the details. They're flexible. And they're always ready. Lori Mack, WNPR News.